Good morning. This is your morning devotion from the Elim Church Sunderland, and my name is Granville. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom in the Old Testament of the Bible, and we've been looking at chapter 3 and verse 5, where it talks about trusting in the Lord. Today now, we go to the other end of the Bible. We go into the New Testament, and we go into the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And it's chapter 16 and verse 31. And the word here is the New Testament equivalent of the Old Testament word trust. Here we have the story of how Paul and Silas, whilst in prison for preaching the gospel, they began to sing and praise God, and a miracle happened. An earthquake came, and it set them free, loosed their chains. And in terror and in fear, the jailer, fearing that he'd lost his prisoners, that would have meant death for him, jumps into the cell, realizing that they hadn't gone, they were there. And he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas turn to him, and Paul says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Believe. Now, this word here, again, is a doing word. It's an action word. It's something that you do with your mind, with your heart, with everything about you. You believe. Now, someone has said that believing in Christ, in the gospel, is the distinguishing mark of a Christian. Have you had this point in your life, this moment of crisis, if you like, where at one moment you weren't believing, and the other moment you believed? You saw it all. You saw clearly that your mind accepted, had a knowledge of, and understood. You agreed with what the Bible says. And you put your confidence and your trust in this divine truth about Jesus and the good news. You believed. All those words in the Old Testament that summed up this word trust, to lean on, to roll on, to hide in, to take refuge in. That's what you do. That's what the Bible means. That's what becoming a Christian means. It's to believe in Jesus, the good news that he's brought, and what his believers should be bringing to you. The good news that Jesus has died and has risen again for your sin problem. Something nobody else could do. Almighty God has laid on Jesus your sin, my sin. He's died. He's took it to the cross. He's took it to the grave, and God's raised him for the dead. And when he did that, when he died, he was dying for you and for me. And when he rose again, he was rising for you and for me, to forgive our sins, to deal with the judgment and the penalty of sin once and for all. He took it on the cross. He rose again to give you and me new life. And you and I, we believe. We accept, we agree. The verse that we've been reading from the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Sometimes we try to work it out. It can't be done. It's spiritually discerned. It's revealed truth from Scripture and from the Word of God. You understand it with the Spirit, and you grasp it with both hands, and you turn around and you change direction. Believing, you change. Believing, you repent. And that's not being sorry. That's a change of direction, a change of mind, a change of heart, because you recognize what God has done in the Lord Jesus Christ for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, is the message of Scripture. And that's my message to you today. Believe, dear friend.